From Hollywood to home.
Oh, you like that gossip?
It's Prissy Malick's gossip.
So Eminem and Beyonce, what's it called? Walk on Water?
Correct. So I scrap these. This pressure increases like khakis. I feel the ice cracking because
I walk on water. But only when it freezes. I walk on water. But only when it freezes.
So it's Eminem, Beyonce called Walk on Water. He wanted to work with Beyonce, obviously.
You know, we all fangirl over Beyonce, and now we've discovered that so does Eminem. Have a listen.
Really?
Yeah.
First of all, Beyonce's amazing.
Yes.
And it's been on my wish list for a long time, but I never really had a song that I felt like would be right to present to her. So I was kind of waiting. Because I told her, I said, I never seen you make a mistake before, ever. like performance-wise, everything. Every song she puts out, every album, it's so calculated and strategic, precise, and everything's always so perfect.
Even Eminem, fangirling over BB.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Beyonce. Well done. I do like the song. I mean, I was talking about it earlier last week that I wish Eminem came out with a bit more fire for his comeback, but... You know, it is a great song, and you're hearing it on Virgin Radio. What else you got for us?
Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. It's been hit with so much drama this week, and a report surfaced saying that Katy Perry and Gigi Hadid were denied visas into China, therefore had to drop out. Now, Gigi announced that she's not doing it, but didn't really say why. Katy Perry really hasn't said anything about it because the performers weren't announced, but Victoria's Secret kind of did some damage control over the weekend.
Okay.
They've announced the artists. So we have Harry Styles, who's going to be performing.
Oh, that's good.
Alongside Miguel, Hamilton star Leslie Odom Jr., and Chinese sensation Jane Zhang. It's going to air November 28th. And they say Katy and Gigi were never on the bill.
So they're doing the Victoria's Secret fashion show in China.
Correct.
I got rejected. I just got rejected from Saudi.
Did they say why?
I don't know. My visa just got denied. I don't know why. I've done nothing wrong.
Is there something we should know, Chris?
I'm supposed to be there this weekend. They got a huge Comic-Con thing, and I'm supposed to be doing something there, but
what
I don't know.
What did you do?
I have no idea. Just said we apologize, but you've been denied. I was like, damn!
Rejected!
I'm trying to use some Worcester now. I'm trying to get someone that I know. Then know someone. I'll let you know if I get into Saudi.
Yeah, there we
Finally
go.
Finally pretty.
Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. Now, we know they've been hanging out. We know kind of that they're together, but we needed some like solid concrete evidence. We have that. They had a little bit of a peck at a hockey game. Justin Bieber plays hockey every single week in LA, and they were caught on camera. So, guys, they're official, and Selena officially unfollowed The Weeknd this weekend on Instagram.
It's all just too much, but I'm happy with the end outcome.
Yeah, I think Justin Bieber's at a better place in his life. It's good for Selena, and there we go.
The question is Justin Bieber gonna ask the question?
No, it's too early.
I believe that it could happen.
No.
Things are rolling right now. They're back together.
No.
He knows this is it. He's gonna get down on that one knee.
It's too soon.
Yeah, he's going to say, will you marry me? Or if Justin Bieber will sing it.
Will you marry me? Is that how Justin sings?
Will you marry me?
I think they're too young.
Hit us with your tag.